along that, item number 25, public comment. Sheriff Antonoro.
Just returning back to the liquor licensing issue for a moment for my own edification. We've talked about reviewing or revisiting brothel ordinance issues. I would ask that you find gentlemen direct staff to re-examine the liquor licensing ordinance so that we can clarify standards in there, because as it stands right now, the direction I take away from today's meeting is that I shall investigate any potential future applicants for liquor licenses to the level that gaming investigates somebody. And if that is not the case, then we need to clarify what is the standard. So that would be my request.
Very good. Thank you.
May I ask what level of your background checks take you?
Basically, what it says in the ordinance. We make sure they're not a convicted felon, they're not a drug dealer, they're not ties to organized crime, and that they have some semblance of financial order that they can continue on with their business. Because like I said during the earlier instance, there are other license holders of liquor licenses in Story County that have some of those same problems. Like I explained, gaming has a standard where they want to see somebody's finances at this level. And we've never held it to that high of a standard. But I take it from the actions today, that's where we want it. Which, if that is the case, as Commissioner McBride knows, it's hard to get through a gaming background. How many liquor licenses do you think we're going to be issuing in the future? So we need to have clear expectations for both the level of investigation you want conducted and so the applicant fairly knows what to expect.
Can I comment?
Sure. Chime in.
If staff's recommendation was any basis for your consideration, you know, I want the record to be very clear that I'm not basing it on the fact that we should hold individual applicants to exactly the same scrutiny and process as gaming does. My recommendation was made simply on the facts that we were aware of the results of the gaming investigation and background. We had documented observations of that, and therefore we could not nor should not ignore that particular information at hand.
And not being argumentative or trying to kick over a can of worms or anything, but there have been past applicants. We've also been aware of tax liens and lawsuits and judgments and financial issues and other regulatory agencies or other regulatory oversight problems. So, again, the only thing I can equate it to is we're looking at that higher standard, because we have approved licenses in this very room for other applicants where there have been those other issues.
I was just trying to mention, not to argue or anything, I think it was very clear that the board was given the legal standard out of the liquor license ordinance as to having the ability to carry out a successful business. I have the financial standing, basically, to do that. And I think the board took that advice and used that in their decision. I think what you're talking about is the evidence that came from the hearing in front of gaming. And I think, as Mr. Witten said, that was available for the board to use in making their decision, but the standard is the standard that's in the code, and I think is the one that should have been used all along in the approval of liquor licenses.
And that's, but again, for clarification on my part, we have sat in this very room and approved licenses where some of those same financial concerns were known by the board when the license was approved, but yet the license was approved without near the pomp and circumstances there was today.
I might chime in on this, but I don't think since I've been on the board we've had that come up, and we haven't had anything that involved a multi-million dollar deal either.
No, I can't say it's been since you've been on the board, but I...
So there's a whole lot more moving parts over on this one.
Well, I understand, but in all fairness, we need to clarify the ordinance.
I'm not disagreeing.
We have much more clear brothel ordinance, but yet we're going to go back in because of a few issues with work cards that the ordinance was followed on.
Right.
We should clarify the liquor ordinance.
Okay.
And I would say I agree with that. Having gone through it in preparation for this meeting, I think that's something that would be a high priority for this board to see gets done.
And I would agree as well.
And you know who works on the
ordinance. Thank you. All right. Very good.
Do we need to have
You know, I think Steph got the message. We were already conversing with counsel on this.
Yeah.
Any other public comment today? He needs adjourned.